The Florida Citrus Commission, governing board of the Florida Department of Citrus, held a workshop Wednesday to consider reduced programs and budget levels for the department next year. The workshop came a few months after 12 large Florida citrus growers requested drastic reductions in the department's size and scope. Commission Chairman Ellis Hunt and Department Executive Director Shannon Shepp discussed the workshop and proposals for next year. Hunt leads off.
Shannon and I had talked maybe 2 weeks before we received the letter. We did not know the letter was coming, but we were already talking about looking at a reduced budget based on a reduced crop. So we were quietly starting down this path, and then the letter came. So the letter was certainly a shove to go faster and perhaps a deeper cut than we might have done. But looking at the process now, we welcome that process. And as you can tell from today's meeting, we've dove in the deep end on this thing. All the commissioners are working very hard with staff, and I look forward to seeing what comes out of it in the next month or two. A lot of progress has been made today.
And in quick summary, I believe the letter from 12 large growers called for a 7 cents box tax, and we heard a couple of growers ask for that today.
Correct, and we've heard that loud and clear. You know, I'm a grower. My whole family are growers. So, you know, sometimes seems like certain people forget that I'm a grower, but I'm right in the mix with everybody, and we certainly feel the pain of HLB, and our crops have been dramatically reduced. So we all, every grower, can use any extra pennies that we can come up with, and the commission certainly feels that. So we are taking a very detailed, studied approach to get there, and we're just not sure where that's going to be. But we are certainly going to be very close to that number, if not that number. We just don't have it today.
What you discussed today was a broad overview of the projection for the 2016-17 budget, and I think you were looking at a projection of about $17.5 million, not counting personnel costs.
That's about right. We're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of about a $20 million budget with a reduction in force and with some programs ongoing that were funded by not just grower assessment dollars, but the $7.65 million the legislature bestowed upon us this year, and then, of course, the $4.3 million that the USDA gives us for our MAP program. Those were some additions to the 7.2 written in the letter.
An MAP for international programs.
Correct. Sounds like we have some work to do on talking about where we get the best bang for our buck on those international programs. We'll take a good strong look at the OJ programs and the grapefruit programs just to make sure that we're using those MAP dollars the best way we possibly can and allocating them to grapefruit or orange juice or the right countries.
So if we had current personnel costs, you said it would be around $20 million versus about $30 million in the current budget?
Yes, and it's not necessarily current personnel costs. There's still a cut in the personnel costs, but yes, it would bring us down to about $20 million.
And you noted, Shannon, that substantial amount of money, it sounds like more than half, would come from that legislative grant this year and from the federal government.
Correct. It's 7.65 from the state legislature and $4.3 million from MAP funds USDA.
Ellis already said we'll have substantial cuts, maybe get down to that 7 cents. There were already program cuts all across the board today, correct?
We have pulled back on a few things. In this fiscal year, we pulled back on a few things when we realized that there were not things we were going to build upon or assets we weren't going to continue into the coming year. So we will see some carry forward from those savings, and that will be added to what we can use to compute the assessment in October.
And I assume there's going to have to be some personnel cuts.
Absolutely. It's not exactly what we like to talk about, and it's not exactly the fun part about any business. I think growers are feeling it in their own businesses. It's not something that we're relishing here at the Department of Citrus. We've been shrinking in size over the years. When I started in 2013, we had 50 staff. We're down to 39 today, and we'll lose another significant portion of them in this restructuring and reorganizing.
Of course, we moved to primarily public relations away from advertising a couple of years ago, I think. Public relations, the biggest part of the budget for next year, proposed at around $7 million. How important is PR?
I think it's very important, and you really need to have a unified one voice. If we're the go-to voice for PR and in good or bad news, you know, you need to know who do you go to and who's going to have the accurate information and who's trained and knowledgeable in PR, and that needs to be the Department of Citrus, I think. And in all the growers we've talked to and input we've received, they're looking for the Department of Citrus to be that spokesperson and to be the knowledgeable person with the research to back it up and the PR. So we look forward to carrying that flag as we have for years.
When will we see a proposed budget in grower tax rates?
The proposed budget will be presented to the commission formally at the May 18th Florida Citrus Commission meeting here in Bartow. We hope that we'll get some pre-copies out there. I mean, our goal would be to have it done a week earlier so that we can get some feedback if there's some tweaks we need to make before the formal presentation. The formal tax rate won't be set until we get an October crop forecast, which is what we always wait for every year. It's one of the best days in this industry is crop forecast day, because there's a lot of activity, and that's exactly what we'll be waiting for to set the assessment.
You all had several commenters today, including at least one of the letter writers and president of Florida Citrus Mutual. Will there be some changes based on what you heard from some of the commenters today?
I think they've just restated what they've stated several times already. So I don't believe I heard anything different. I mean, we were already taken very seriously, not only the letter but their comments, so we're continuing to work in the direction we're working. I didn't hear anything new that would alter the course we're on.
You as a grower, you're obviously comfortable with where we're at. You're chairman of the commission.
Well, I'm not sure where we're going to be at, so this is a process, but I am 100% confident in the process, and I am looking forward to the number we get to, because it will be substantial for all growers. So I don't have it. I'm not holding it behind my back or in my pocket today. So I look forward to, just like everybody else is, to seeing what that number is. And then the commitment as we go forward with that new budget to continue the examination and see if the following budget year, is there something else we can trim? So, you know, we're really focused and have a microscope on us, and also, you know, ourselves, as we study this thing, we're going to continue to look for efficiencies and ways that we can be the most cost-effective with the growers' dollars.
Any other points either of you would like to throw in?
I'd like to thank the commission and the folks that are participating and giving us feedback. I think that staff has some pretty clear direction to set the guidelines in this budget for May and continue the discussion going forward into the June approval process, and then again into the assessment process in October. We're looking forward to getting to the right number.
And I appreciate all the support of all the growers that I've talked to and have reached out to me. Every one of them has expressed the value that they feel the Department of Citrus brings to the Florida citrus industry. And so everybody has expressed to me they want to absolutely see the DOC stay in place, you know, obviously at a reduced box tax rates, but there is a value that they recognize we have to have for the Florida citrus industry. So appreciate all the support of everybody, and we're not going to let them down.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.